I'm Margaret Granger, British Wireless for the Blind Fund's Chief Executive, and I'm delighted to welcome you to our 2021 Impact Report. Looking back, 2021 feels like quite a mixed year. The easing of COVID-19 restrictions in the later months helped us to end the year feeling perhaps more hopeful than we have done for a while. However, we must not forget that during large parts of the year, many of us were still isolated and feeling detached, not only from the wider world, but also from our closer communities and support networks. I have no doubt the last couple of years will have changed our outlook on life, how much we appreciate our freedoms, how we cherish our loved ones, and where we find our enjoyment. For many, it would be difficult to imagine facing another lockdown without the distraction of a book or endless hours of television. However, for those living with sight loss, this was their daily reality. More than ever, our beneficiaries relied on their radios and, crucially, they needed them to be easy to use independently. For someone who is visually impaired, radio is a window on the world, a means of entertainment, music and conversation. That familiar voice in the room giving you updated news and weather or playing your favourite tune. From feedback, we know that radio can brighten someone's day and provide an escape from challenging times. Beneficiary Donald Graham told us, "I'm 88, shielding from COVID and living in the countryside in South Wales. I listen to my wireless from the blind every day as a constant and welcome companion." On behalf of all of our beneficiaries who have felt comforted and less alone because of their British Wireless radio, I would like to extend heartfelt thanks to everyone who made our work possible. It is thanks to you we are able to continue helping thousands of people across the UK who need us.
And now a message from our Chairman of the Board of Trustees, Daniel Smith. Research conducted by the Charity Commission in 2021 has shown some startling results, showing the impact which the pandemic had and may well continue to have on many worthwhile charitable causes across Great Britain. Tragically, 1 in 100 charities reported that they had had to fold as a result of COVID-19. The gap in crucial services, which this regrettable statistic will create, is, I am sure, being sorely felt by many people continuing to battle with their own difficult situations, whatever they may be. British Wireless for the Blind Fund counts itself very fortunate to have survived as a viable organisation following such a tumultuous time in the charity sector. British Wireless currently supports nearly 30,000 people living with sight loss. Each year we give approximately 3,000 radios to those visually impaired people who apply to us for help. Since we are the only UK charity providing free adapted radio sets, without us, who would these people be able to turn to meet their specific need? It is a worrying thought, clearly demonstrating just how vitally important you are to so many visually impaired people across the United Kingdom. It is your generous support which keeps us working as a going concern and providing this life-enhancing service to them. As always, when writing these reports, I am immensely grateful to you all. Without a doubt, your steadfast loyalty and strong belief in what we are doing ensures that British Wireless will go on to help thousands more people who struggle with the extreme disadvantage of sight loss. Our service is one we are extremely proud of, and we are more determined than ever to keep on doing what we do best.
More information about us. For 93 years, British Wireless, BWBF, has been supporting people living with sight loss. We provide adapted radios and audio equipment on lifelong free loan to people experiencing financial hardship, supporting those who are registered and registrable blind or partially sighted who receive a means-tested benefit. Our ultimate goal: to provide life-changing radios to those who would otherwise not be able to afford them, bringing real joy to the lives of thousands of people living with sight loss across the UK. BWBF knows that isolation is a real problem for many blind and partially sighted people. So many of those we work with are vulnerable, struggling with additional health concerns, segregated from the outside world, or living alone with no additional support. Our radios are a lifeline, offering entertainment, information, and company where there would otherwise be a disconnect from society. 2021 saw the demand for our support continue apace as we faced the pressures and difficulties presented by ongoing lockdowns, constant changes, and often unnerving steps back towards normality. For many of those more vulnerable individuals reaching out to us, additional challenges presented by disability and social isolation meant increased loneliness. A lack of support amplified the need for our service. Our courier delivery and telephone support service, BWBF Connect, ensured that all blind and partially sighted people who needed our help continued to receive appropriate support and devices to meet their needs. The demand for our support will continue to grow, as the number of people living with sight loss is predicted to increase by 22% by 2030. Currently, there are 2,190,000 people across the UK living with sight loss, and every day 250 people start to lose their sight. The estimated cost of sight loss each year is £27,996,000,000. With BWBF providing easy-to-use radios for free to blind and partially sighted people, improving mental health and offering companionship to those struggling with loneliness and the effects of disability, our work is helping to alleviate that burden. It is only because of our supporters and donors that we are able to keep changing lives and impacting loneliness across the UK. We hope to be able to continue doing so for another 93 years, and beyond. Thank you. Here are some of the messages we have received from our beneficiaries. Monica Willis said, "I live alone, but with a radio, you are never alone. It keeps your brain active." Althea Smith said, "My radio is a lifeline. It connects me to the world, especially during lockdown, and also because I have a mobility problem. Going out is a challenge, and my radio helps me so much." Lawrence Reynolds said, "It keeps me in touch with what is going on around me, plus what is happening worldwide." Brian Reardon said, "I live on my own, and I am 80 years old in November. The wireless radio means a lot to me. It helps me put my mind in far better places. My wireless is my lifeline." Michael Anderson said, "I love listening to the radio, playing tapes and CDs. It is a great way of relaxing. I really appreciate radio. I think you do brilliant work." Susanna Rodriguez said, "I can listen to music and understand what is happening outside. I listen every day." Catherine Haig said, "Listening to music and stories brings me great pleasure and enables me to relax. The radio is compact and with the bright yellow buttons makes it easier for me to use."
This is Derek's story. The quality of adapted radio provided by British Wireless for the Blind Fund has made a real difference to Derek's life. Derek from Kent has had problems with his eyesight for over 40 years due to a hereditary condition called cone dystrophy. An avid user of radio, even taking it along when on camping holidays. Derek was first supplied with a Roberts Play radio during the pandemic. Having previously used an old-fashioned radio with a dial for tuning radio stations, Derek was delighted with his new DAB digital device. "We love this radio and I like the bright yellow surround," he said. "It is easy to find stations and the raised buttons are so easy to use." Derek first came across British Wireless after returning from a camping trip when his wife decided to search the internet to find a better radio to use on their trips with friends. British Wireless was delighted to provide Derek with a radio on lifelong loan. Though radios would usually be delivered and installed by a wonderful army of volunteers, due to safety concerns and COVID-19 restrictions in place, British Wireless provided Derek with his new radio through our doorstep delivery and remote support service, BWBF Connect. Derek says he was thrilled with the service he received, and he is now a real fan of Robert's radio. The radio is so robust, you can knock it, drop it, and all the stations are still there, and it works just fine, he said. We aren't very technical. You can set up to 20 stations, but when I have my favourite 5 set, that is perfect. Derek loves to listen to football, cricket, talking books, Gold Radio and Radio Kent. He says his new radio helps him when he's travelling. It helps me on the train, he said. I can cut out all the background noise and it makes my life much more pleasant. Derek says he's so happy to have his radio by his side and says he can't imagine life without it. After receiving his radio, Derek sent a donation to British Wireless for the Blind Fund because, as he put it, after the service you gave us, it is good to give something back.
And now, Head Office volunteers Diane and Rosemary tell us about working on our Making Contact project. British Wireless would not be able to deliver its personal service without wonderful volunteers like Diane and Rosemary. Kent Head Office volunteers for 4.5 years, the vital pair deliver BWBF's Making Contact project. Headed up by Regional Development Manager for the South, Simon Parsons, Making Contact ensures radios issued to long-term recipients are still appropriate for their needs, offering an upgrade to those whose old analogue sets are more than 10 years old. But more than this, Making Contact is exactly that. Human contact for so many often isolated recipients who may not have regular contact with the outside world. Now close friends, Diane and Rosemary, both 75, began volunteering on the project at the same time. Diane said, "I had just moved into the area and didn't know anybody. I thought this could be interesting. And we started in August 2017 and have become good friends. We discovered after meeting that our husbands knew one another through playing cricket and we've been out together as a foursome." And Diane says that volunteering brings a real sense of fulfilment. "It's nice to get out and do something useful and talk to people. I also had an old friend years ago who lost their sight. Her radio was so important to her, and it was important it was always maintained. I didn't realise there was a charity who did this sort of thing." After working on Making Contact for nearly 5 years, Diane says she feels she and Rosemary make a real difference to the people BWBF support. "Part of it is talking to them. Part is they like getting something for nothing. They also like that we can signpost to other places for them. Chatting to them is one of the most important parts, and it's good to know it's okay to do it. Simon told us, as volunteers, it's one of the most important aspects of our work. Whatever they want to talk about, he said you need to listen. A radio is no good if you've not got the ongoing service. You've got to know that people care. BWBF does both."
Here is an update on BWBF's technology work. Here at British Wireless, we are committed to providing simple access to audio entertainment and have a clear focus to provide free-to-download smartphone apps to as many of those living with sight loss in the UK as possible. We aim to level the playing field with digital inclusion, therefore reducing loneliness and isolation. This simplicity of access is delivered through our stream service, which covers content in many forms, from radio to podcasts, books, talking newspapers, and much more. Imagine being new to the internet, then losing your sight, or never having seen the internet before. This is the challenge facing tens of thousands of people in the UK, and leads to frustration that reduces the digital inclusion we believe is so important. Our stream service unlocks the internet, making content simple to find, removes complicated graphics, and even removes the need to type to find what you want. It provides suggestions and even allows the user to control it with their voice. We currently provide access through our devices, but we are now moving this service onto free-to-download apps that any of the 2 million people living with sight loss in the UK can access. App user Wayne Busbridge told us, "I like the ease and simplicity of these apps and how quick it is to do everything. It supports my listening needs." We have already released our flagship app, Speech Radio, giving access to thousands of stations. However, we want to go much further and move all our content across the free-to-download speech apps, which we will be working on over the next 2 years.
The following is a history of the partnership between British Wireless for the Blind Fund, BWBF, and Talking News Federation, TNF. British Wireless for the Blind Fund and the Talking News Federation have enjoyed a successful working relationship for a number of years. Back in 2009, we focused on our joint aim of getting the audio delivery service online, initially via the Sonata player. This web player enabled audiences to stream their audio and remained a hugely popular service. Then, in 2019, 2 years after bringing talking newspapers to BWBF's first ever smart device, Bumblebee, our two charities collaborated again and we launched the Talking News app. Accessible independently from any specialist BWBF equipment, the app is available to download to users' own smart devices for free from both Apple and Android stores and has so far been downloaded over 3,000 times. Last year, our joint ventures continued to grow with our new initiative, Smart Speaker Delivery via Alexa and Google. And now, over 325,000 individual TNF tracks have been listened to across the various platforms. Throughout all our work together, both BWBF and TNF have been driven by the same goals: to reduce the isolation and loneliness so often felt when someone is unable to access entertainment in a standard format. Collectively, our two organisations have been extremely successful. Our joint ventures have helped expand people's listening parameters and habits, increasing the geographical area that they can and that they want to listen to. What's more, our collaborative work is now available to such a wide range of people in need, not just those who are blind or partially sighted. Thanks to our joined-up approach, we have been able to develop solutions to improve the lives of people with a variety of print disability, such as dyslexia or a number of physical difficulties. BWBF would like to take this opportunity to thank not only TNF for helping us drive the direction of our work, but most importantly, the family of British Wireless supporters and funders, without whom none of these projects or improvements would be possible.
Beneficiary Joy also wanted to share her experience. For more than 50 years, Joy has been keeping connected to the world around her with a little bit of help from British Wireless. The Reverend Joy Croft, 79, first came across British Wireless in 1968, aged 25, when she came over to England from Buffalo, New York, to study for her PhD. She said, "I thought I'd go to England where the poets live. I made the decision very casually, but I fell in love with England." One of the first things that Joy, from Norfolk, did when she arrived in England was to get in touch with the RNIB for support. She told us, "The director said, 'I would love to meet you.' Then he and his wife invited me to tea. I assumed Brits always had cucumber sandwiches and tea. I asked, 'What should I know?' And he asked, 'Did I know about BWBF? I was delighted to find that, although I was just a student, BWBF was happy to support me." Joy currently has one of our Concerto 2 radio CD cassette players and says that, over the 54 years she has been supported by BWBF,
she has continued to be impressed by the high quality of radio she has received. She explains, "My first BWBF radio was an excellent radio. Whatever the modern radio was at the time, I had. It was so life-enhancing. I don't know how to use a smartphone, but your radios have always been so easy to use. It's all in the same unit. I have talking newspapers on a memory stick and audiobooks on CD, and that one unit isn't complicated in the way a smartphone is. It's astonishing the variety of things it will do. When I'm lying in bed and I'm not able to sleep, all I have to do is push a button and I can be connected." For Joy, BWBF's radios represent a connection to the wider world. She says, "It keeps me in touch with what's going on in the world. I can't do much with my TV set, and I can't record anything, but I can listen to as much radio as I want, FM and all the digital stations. Also, it provides relaxation. I love classical music and the sound is very good. I enjoy drama and quiz programmes on Radio 3 and Radio 4 Extra." The pandemic presented a variety of challenges for us all, not least for so many people living with sight loss. For Joy, her radio provided a means of accessing vital information during an unsettling time. Joy told us, "Radio 4 and the World Service were very thorough at a time when we were all so cut off. It was there at the press of a button." And she says that British Wireless BWBF Connect service was also a great help to her during the pandemic, as she needed additional support with her much-loved radio. "I had problems with my radio in the middle of it all, but a new radio came out in the post and you let me hang on to the old one and said to get it back to you when I could, and I so appreciated that," she said. "It was very straightforward. The service really kept us safe and connected." Registered blind since childhood, Joy was born with glaucoma. She says, "I was told I would be completely blind by the age of 6. My parents found a surgeon in Chicago who did 4 operations on me at the age of 3 or 4, and whatever magic he did held on to a little bit of sight." Joy has now lost her sight, but says that she is grateful for the support that she receives from the network around her, as well as for the radio she has received from BWBF. "I have had an immense amount of help and have had a good and adventurous life," she says. "The radio is a delight and has been all the way back to 1968. I remember the excitement when you started sending out radios with double cassette decks. I could make my own playlists. It was a revolution. It is a companion and life enhancer, and it is much appreciated."
How you can help us. British Wireless is extremely grateful to all our supporters for their generosity. It is only thanks to their kindness that we can keep helping people across the UK who are living with the challenges of sight loss. Here are a few of the ways you can support our work so that we can continue to provide comfort and companionship through the joy of radio. Make a donation. You can make a single donation or set up a regular gift online at www.blind.org.uk/donate. Or you can send donations to us at the address mentioned later. If you would like a donation form, you can request this from Julie Hocking on 01622 754 757 or via email julieh@blind.org.uk. Give when you shop. When you shop online, there are a number of ways to make sure you are also supporting us at no extra cost to you. Have a look at the following website giving schemes we are involved with: easyfundraising.org.uk, giveasyoulive.com, and Amazon Smile. Donate your shares. If you hold shares which are uneconomic to sell, you can donate them to ShareGift, the Share Donation Charity, mentioning you support British Wireless. Share gift works by collecting together small lots of shares until there are enough to sell, then donating proceeds to a wide range of charities. For more information, visit www.sharegift.org. In memory gifts. Making a donation in memory of a loved one is a special way to celebrate their life and to help someone with sight loss receive a lifeline to the world. Some families choose to ask for charitable donations in lieu of flowers at a funeral service. Should you wish, you can suggest contributions are sent to us at the address mentioned below, or if appropriate, you could include our website on the order of service. We also recommend www.muchloved.com if you would like to build an online tribute fund in memory of your loved one. Our address is 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME14 5DZ. Our donation website is www.blind.org.uk/donate. Please make cheques payable to British Wireless for the Blind Fund and do let us know the name of the person the donation is in memory of. However you choose to support us, please accept our heartfelt thanks.
A legacy that is listened to for a lifetime. In the UK today, there are more than 2 million people living with sight loss, and over the coming years, this number is set to rise considerably. Research suggests that by 2050, the amount of people living with a visual impairment could be as high as 4 million. That's double today's estimate. British Wireless must ensure that we are here to help the growing number of people who need us, now and in the future. But we can't do this alone. In 2021, Gifts in Wills accounted for 88% of our charitable income, and we are always truly touched by such thoughtful donations. We completely understand that ensuring loved ones are taken care of must come first. After this, a legacy gift is a special way to help us provide future generations with a lifetime of enjoyment and companionship. As a crucial part of our income legacy, donations also form a substantial part of our charitable expenditure. Without these gifts, we simply would not be able to support the thousands of people who benefit from our service. Types of gifts to consider are a share of your estate, known as a residuary bequest, a cash gift, known as a pecuniary bequest, or a specific item. Gifts to charity in your will are also tax-free. If the value of your estate exceeds the tax threshold, it could reduce the amount of inheritance tax that you pay. We understand that your will is very personal to you. However, if you have pledged to support us, we would very much like to know, so that we can thank you for your generosity in your lifetime. If you would rather not advise us of your decision, we hope you know how grateful we are for your gift. And on behalf of everyone who will benefit from your kindness, please accept our heartfelt thanks. If you would like a full legacy information pack or would like to discuss making a gift to us in your will, please contact Kirsty Granger on 01622 754 757 or via email kirsty@blind.org.uk. Please rest assured any legacy information you share with us will be treated in the strictest of confidence.
Our finances. Here are the various ways we raised our income for 2021. Legacy gifts, £656,564. Sales of our sets, £101,734. Trusts and foundations funding, £191,889. Investments and other income, £77,806. General donations, £129,169. Total income,
£1,157,162. And here is how we spent our funds in 2021. Delivering charitable objectives, £802,307. Support costs, £467,621. Fundraising, £188,374. Governance costs, £14,640. Total expenditure, £1,472,942. Reserves, £4,124,575.
To all our valued supporters, thank you so much. Here is our promise to you. BWBF values its supporters. We would not be able to continue our work without you. It's important to us that you feel informed about our news, future developments and fundraising. We want to share with you how your amazing support helps to change the lives of visually impaired people across the UK. If you do not wish to be contacted, or you would like to change how we contact you, let us know at any time using the following details. Email mydata@blind.org.uk. Phone 01622 754 757. Write to us at 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME145DZ. Visit our website www.blind.org.uk. We respect your privacy and remain committed to ethical and responsible fundraising and communications. Your details will be stored securely and we will never sell them. However, from time to time, we may need to share your details with trusted partners authorised to work on our behalf, such as our printers or agents, for example, your local blind association. For further information, please refer to our privacy policy, www.blind.org.uk/privacy-policy/. This impact report is available in other formats. Our statistics are sourced from the RNIB. Our registered charity number is 107-8287 and our Scottish charity number is SCO 41582. Thank you so much for listening.